Hey Jared, this is John Kyle with Local Splash. How's it going today?
It's going fine. How are you?
I'm doing real good. I appreciate you taking the call here. Now, I did get some really good notes here from Rona. So from what I gather, you've been in business going on 6 years now. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And so obviously you've been doing something right to survive all through a pandemic and whatnot. So let me know, what exactly is your main source of, like, customer building? Is it word of mouth, or do you do other types of marketing as well?
So, honestly, I do, I've been, for the majority of the duration of my, company, since I started, I've been working with other painting contractors, so I haven't been getting solely, you know, my client base directly from the client. I've been kind of, you know, working through other contractors as well. So I've
nice.
Been doing both.
Got it. Mm-hmm. So I mean, that's good to know because getting sub work obviously really does keep you busy and keeps you well fed, right? So as long as there is sub work out there, you know, that's going to be an easy way to access more work without having to, you know, find it yourself. But just to make sure that we're in the right place, then. Go ahead.
No, sorry, no, I just hopped in my car, so the audio switched to car audio.
Okay. Well, what I was just saying is to make sure that we're in the right place here, are you looking to build out your own individual pipeline? Like, and because that's what we would focus on really is helping you brand gratitude painting and really grow that presence so you can get your individual jobs, you know, direct contracted work, not sub work. Is that something that's in your game plan?
Absolutely it is. It's just right now I've just been really busy. And so I haven't, and like I do have multiple businesses, but gratitude is becoming more of a focus as of this year.
Okay. And that's good. I mean, just to let you know, a lot of our clients, when you get sub work and you're, I'm sorry, what was that?
I said I definitely, like you were saying, you were asking me if I wanted to, you know, build my gratitude painting pipeline and kind of, you know, transfer, you know, away from sub work more so, and I'm totally what I'm looking to do.
Right, but the beauty of your situation, and again, your situation is similar to a lot of our clients that become perfect fits, is because you're not relying on just the marketing that you can do for yourself. So it's not like you have to pour money into marketing and you have, like, sometimes people have, like, unsuccessful marketing efforts, and not with us necessarily, but, you know, just anything out there. Like, if you heard of Angie leads or doing, like, Yelp leads and stuff like that, those things tend to be high-dollar per acquisition type marketing, and sometimes they just don't really fit someone who does sub work on their own because you're not like in the mode to where you can just be on your phone at all times dedicated to calling outbound to potential leads that you buy. Like, I'm not sure if you've ever worked on Angie's model or Yelp's model like that, where you buy the lead but you're not the only one buying the lead. So say that again.
I said, yes, I have gone through Angie before in Home Advisor.
Okay. And so I'm sure you're well aware that model, I'm assuming, doesn't really work for someone who's busy in the field a lot of the time, for like yourself. I hope that I'm not making an assumption that you probably had a similar response.
So, I think everybody in the industry knows that Angie Leads and Home Advisor and Yelp and all those lead services, and they sell leads to, you know, 4 or 5 different contractors at times. You know, it's not ideal at all.
Yeah, it just makes it a challenge for the smaller guys like yourself who are a one-man operation, for example, because, you know, you're up against people who probably have dedicated call centers, you know, and they're just hounding these leads so quickly, and they probably go in at, you know, bottom of their barrel pricing just to make sure that they get a job, you know, to keep their workers like yourself or subcontractors like yourself happy right? And even though the price point is so low, but don't get me wrong. I mean, that's just basically, you know, I just want to let you know, that's the model that for people who are not in the field at all times or have a dedicated call center, what we do is really just individual branding. So while we were talking, I know you're on the road, but I sent you two text messages from our 877 number. The first one just says, "Hi, Jared, this is John Kyle with Local Splash. So you have my contact info in the event today's call goes to another call." But one thing that I did send you while we were talking was a sample website link to a preview website that we built out for you. So when it comes to online branding, I'm sure you can appreciate this, but it is important to have a decent website that's, you know, clean. Yep. and really showcase your work. We're not trying to win any graphics media awards. I want to be clear on that, but we definitely have very clean, optimized websites. So that way people can scroll through that from their cell phone, and you have like the click to call button, that stays at the top of the screen at all times. Things like that, that really help, you get more inbound traction when someone gets to your website, because the moment someone is at the peak of their interest of looking at what you do, they still have that click-to-call button easy to access. Because as you know, when people are on websites from their cell phone, they're not really like searching for phone numbers as conveniently. They're not doing copy and paste much, right? They just want to be able to press a button and call and be very convenient to them. So we do have that all optimized for you. You'll be able to see that when you get a chance to look at that. But the most important thing, the real crux of our business, is to build out your profile on Google, so that way if someone is in your service area looking for painters near me, interior painting, if you do exterior painting, if you do pressure washing, whatever keywords you want to be found for, we make sure you show up on those map listings, if not at the very top, as close to the top as possible, and definitely on the first page. I mean, we've been in business about 20 years, and again, that's the core of what we do, is getting people on the first page of those map listings, even if you're a small business like yourself, just so that way you can be competitive with some of these other bigger outfits that are doing the same thing with a, you know, dedicated marketing team. You follow me so far?
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. The more money invested in this service, I'm guessing you guys have tiers, or is it just one plan, one option for marketing?
Thank you for asking that. That's an important question. So when it comes to SEO or optimization on the map listings, companies like Dave's Decorating or Kirk & Sons Painting, that's all they do is the map listings. That's a flat rate with us. There's no jump in price. There's no, hey, if you pay us more, we'll push you higher. At the end of the day, our bread and butter, like, systematic approach to this has worked so well that we just keep it at a very reasonable rate, at least for the small business, we feel it's a reasonable rate. And, you know, when I go over that, you'll be able to determine for yourself. But basically, the way we do a pricing model is that if one job is enough to justify the monthly cost, then we're pricing correctly. So that's how we look at it pricing-wise. But we also don't believe in only having one iron in the fire, Jared. So we also do Facebook ads for our clients as well, as part of the core service offering. So now, have you ever considered doing social media advertising for what you do?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And did you set up a Facebook business profile just yet?
I don't know if it's a business profile or if it's just a page. I know it's a business page. I'm not sure if it's on the Meta or whatever, Facebook Meta business. I'm not sure.
Let me check it out right now. I'm going to look for you. So Gratitude Painting, Fenville, Michigan. I see your Yelp page. Don't see the Facebook page popping up just yet, so maybe I just need to find it a different way. But, yeah, so we would make sure that that's promoted as well. And how we do that, you know, because as you know, social media, there's really two avenues to marketing. It's either just doing social media posts and hoping you get some, like, viral attention. And then the other way is running boost ads. Are you familiar with what the boost ads model is on Facebook?
Yeah, I am. So I think currently my page was like awaiting verification or some reason why I wasn't able to boost some of my posts. I don't know why. I didn't have time to look into it.
No worries. As you said earlier in the call, you're a man in the field. You're not necessarily trying to be a marketing expert when you're on your downtime. Is that correct?
Yeah, exactly.
So what we would do is we would help you build out your business profile, make sure it gets fully vetted by Facebook, all those things that you need to make sure it's present. And then we run the boost ads, and I'm sure if you have your own personal Facebook, you can appreciate this. Basically, when you're scrolling and you notice sometimes in your news feed, an ad will pop up that's very relevant to something you've been searching online for before. Have you ever noticed that on Facebook?
Yeah, I'm very familiar with algorithms and all that.
Okay, so good. So you know the process. So basically, that's the same thing we're running. We're running the boost ads to where if someone is in your service area, whether it be Fenville, Benton Harbor, Kalamazoo, you know, Grand Haven, Muskegon, wherever it is you want to promote your business, Grand Rapids, for example, that's where we would make sure that your Facebook ads would show up when someone's doing a search, after someone does a search for what you do in areas like Google, so that way you can catch them later on,
right,
even when they're scrolling on social media. So that's part of the core package, and then I'll cut to the chase and get to the pricing notes so you better understand it. So we do $100 of Facebook ads each and every month. And the reason why that gets far for a lot of our clients is just the fact that Facebook ads are about 20 times less expensive than Google ads. So we run $100 of Facebook ads every month. We do the business profile build out. We do the website build out. And then we get you on Google listings. We help you with a Google business profile set up, all the things that you need to make sure that you're there when people are looking for you. It's an all-inclusive package. And it's a month-to-month program, okay? The flat rate month-to-month, including the Facebook ads altogether, is a $249 a month.
Okay.
So back to what I was saying earlier, would you say that price point is on the right level where one job would justify that type of investment?
I mean, it depends on the size of the job.
Fair enough. That's true, but it's definitely the right traction. If you get one, it's not like it's increasing your costs or anything like that, right? We'd go on the right path there at least.
Yeah, I'd say if I was getting probably 2 to 3 jobs realistically off of,
then you're high-fiving
them.
That's a little different.
I would say that's about what I'm paying now. Because I would say through the leads that I've been getting recently, honestly, mm-hmm. I've been doing really well going through. I feel like I close deals really well when it comes to.
Nice. So
like
you have a stronger sales background than a lot of the service only guys.
Right,
that's
right.
Good.
With like Angie's or Thumbtack, even though I'm competing with 3 other guys, 4 other guys, my customers tend to go with me. And I'm not lowballing them per se.
You just learn how to navigate
like
my
closing
as Angie's,
grade,
right?
Maybe 60-70% almost.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So I mean, your average job is, you know, costing anywhere from $50 to $150 per lead. So if you getting most of them. I'd definitely be willing to try a month with you guys, and or maybe even two, and see from there. But
okay, well, go ahead. What were you gonna say?
Yeah. So I asked earlier about so you guys do offer just one flat rate. I guess I asked about tiers of like services, like sometimes. You have like a higher price point for more.
So there's different levels of ad buying, but as far as what we earn from you for our efforts,
uh-huh.
It's basically that $249 a month with $100 going towards Facebook. So really $149 is going towards us. But then if you want to ad buy, let's say you want $200 of Facebook ads a month, or let's say you want Google ads, we definitely offer those avenues, but it's not paying us more uh-huh. money. It's just, we would manage more of an ad buy for you if you ever wanted that.
Okay. And are you able to – so this is what my question is. I remember the lady that was speaking to me prior to you mentioned that you look into the local area and you find one – you're finding one company to work with. Is like, what do you mean by that? I mean,
yeah,
that
sounds like a crock of crap if we don't explain it well. So I'm glad you brought that up. So basically, Google rates us based on our success with our clients. We are a premier channel partner. What that means to you is we have to maintain a bare minimum success rate of 3 out of 4 nationwide, and we have about 10,000 clients. Obviously, we push for higher thresholds than that, but that's just Google's bare minimum requirement to maintain our status as a premier channel partner. So what we have to do in order to accomplish that, our very strict company policy is this. We would have never even called you if we were working with any of your competitors in your greater service area. So you know, Fenville and the radius of, let's say, 20 miles is basically how the service area works on Google when someone's looking on the map listings. And so if you could understand this, how McDonald's does franchises, I'm not sure if you're familiar with that process, but basically they'll never let two McDonald's set up shop right across the street from another unless they're in, like, New York City. You familiar with that, how they work there? So our team does the same exact market research where we are not going to partner with you and your competitor. It's kind of the antithesis of what Angie's does, and the main reason being, if we even had two clients in your area and you guys were competing against each other, most likely putting you next to another, you're going to find one person's happier than the other. That would set us up for like a 50% success rate, and that just doesn't cut it for Google's platform. So it's in our best interest to make sure only one person is promoted within your greater service area. Now, where there may be overlap is when you run Facebook ads, right? But that's different from the Google map algorithm that we're talking about. When you run Facebook ads, you can pick and choose zip codes. And so, yeah, there might be a customer of ours like on the other side of Grand Rapids that you guys might overlap with running Facebook ads. But, again, that's different from what we're talking about when we say we're working with one client in the region because, again, Google's map algorithm is very critically evaluated on our end to make sure that even if there is like a fringe overlap, it's so minimal that, you know, again, we just cannot push cannibalism, and be successful is the best way to describe it.
Yeah. So John, let me ask you this question. What's your turnover rate from companies that choose to go with your services and then sticking with you long term?
Well, that's the thing. With the 10,000 clients nationwide, I mean, we have to strive for you to be a bare minimum with us 6 to 12 months before we even turn a profit.
Yeah.
So as far as turnover, you know, that's a risk that we take if we're not successful on the promise that we make. But I tell you what, signing you up for 1 month is never successful for us, right? Like, that's not a game plan ever. And the reason being is, but we understand small businesses, you know, they have a certain budget they have to meet. So that's why we only offer a month-to-month program. We don't do an annual retainer or anything like that because we want you to know we are in it to earn your business each and every month. So that is 100% our focus.
Okay. All right. So, Local Splash.
Yeah, check us out, please. If you're able to browse, are you driving still, or did you pull over for a second?
No, I'm at my destination.
Okay, real quickly, and I know that you might have to let me go if you're with a client. Real quickly, just look at Local Splash, Fountain Valley, California. I mean, you'll see we have almost 1,000 reviews now, and you know, and we'll wear some of the negative ones on our shield just as proudly as the positive ones. You'll see the vast majority is positive. But, yes, there are the occasional person who's not thrilled because the marketing didn't work out for them. And, you know, you'll see that we're not trying to shy away from those. We're not trying to make them feel bad about themselves. But some situations occur where someone may expect to pay us money and then do nothing on their end to help promote their business and think the machine just works.
They want you to close the deal, too.
Sometimes they don't have the salesmanship you do. Right, and they don't understand that they need to take these inbound calls and appreciate them, like, and do all that. But, you know, I will let you know, someone who's more invested in this, like you are, Jared, we do allow you to hold us accountable by we've tried tracking a number of services as well, if you're familiar with what that is, where every call that comes in, you'll see a record of it on our back-end dashboard, so that way you'll be able to see exactly what kind of volume we're producing for you. And you're also going to have all the other analytics like click-throughs, you know, impressions, the keyword results,
yeah.
and all those smaller factors. But the most important factor,
John,
of course, is...
Let me stop you a bit short there. You've got me pretty sold on trying you guys out. So I'm not really. I mean, of course I'm not incredibly skeptical like a lot of people. I understand the value in marketing. I understand that there's a lot of AI, you know, help that can, you know, that I'm sure you guys are working with too, which I don't fully figure, you know personally. Which I know is just, you know, I'm paying for your guys' knowledge. I'm paying for your guys' you know, expertise.
What's your background? You're more than just a painter.
I definitely have dabbled with, internet marketing and stuff and drop shipping and what. So like, I do have a.
So if you said that earlier, I wouldn't have spent so much time over talking.
It's a matter of taking the time to, you know, write out ads and do that marketing when I'm in the field. So I think
right.
You know, trying you guys out, $250 a month, $249, I'm willing to give it a shot and see if, you know, like you said, I would be interested in seeing like the volume that you know, how many eyes are, you know, all that stuff, seeing the ads and stuff. But no, I would definitely be interested in this.
Okay, so
honestly.
So- You don't have 10 minutes now, I imagine, since you got to a destination. When did you want me to call back to wrap it up?
Let's wrap this up. We could wrap it up tomorrow.
Okay. What time's good for you?
If we could do, you said 10 minutes?
Yeah, just to let you know, it's basically a 10-minute, like, short questionnaire just to get my onboarding team ready. And then, and I'm available till 7 p.m. today, just so you know if you have availability later in the evening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. You said till 7?
Mm-hmm. And then anytime
is
after
that,
9, I'll
wait
till tomorrow morning.
And you're in California?
Eastern time. Yeah, but we work Eastern 9 a.m., 7 p.m. Yep. Eastern. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, that won't work for me today. Today I'm going to be a bit busy. Honestly, I might, if I call you, would you be able to pick up if I, by chance, am available?
Yeah. The easiest way is actually, if you want to shoot me a text message, like if you find time, whether it's today or tomorrow, and you want to shoot me a text, mm-hmm. that's the easiest way, and then I'll call back from the 269 number, or you can call into the 877
okay.
number, the same number I sent you the text from, and then you can get transferred over to me. Whatever's easier for you.
All right, you know what? I'm honestly just gonna be. I'm gonna reach out to you. I've been kind of pushing back all these other marketers and haven't been wanting to follow through with them. But this one seems pretty. I don't know. I like it. I like the idea of it.
Sounds good. Well, hey, what's a good email address for you, just so you have everything in writing then?
Yeah, let me do. I'm going to do my personal email. Let's do Jared Leskowski. Do you have my name?
J-A-R-E-D and then your last name?
Yeah, Laskowski. And then that's 1111@gmail.com.
Okay. The email is going to come from jcall@localsplash in about 10 seconds here. And then, you know, we'll pencil in, obviously, I can try to call back tomorrow, but if you want to just reach out via text or call when the timing is right for you tomorrow, that's fine as well.
Excellent.
Okay. And just to let you know, I want to give you upfront clearance. You'll see this in the email too. There is a setup fee, but not meant to break your back. I'm sure you had more expensive setup fees in the past. It's $99 for all the initial programming. So again, your first month is $348, and then every month thereafter is $249.
Okay.
All right,
so,
John. Well, I appreciate the call. I do gotta go. So,
no worries.
You'll be hearing from me shortly.
Sounds good, Jared. Thanks so much. Have a good one now.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.